Face the Culture. In today's edition, we're going to be doing a segment called PA Real News, because we've got some very interesting Pennsylvania news that we think our listeners would want to know about. Let me introduce you to who we're going to be talking to. Her name is Christy Hutcherson. She's a fighter for truth, light, and the voiceless. She's the founder, president, and spokesperson for Women Fighting for America, LLC. She's widely recognized as a geopolitical security expert with extensive knowledge. Christy is a powerful and dynamic speaker within the freedom movement. She's a frontline fighter for freedom. She's been on the border, folks. She reports firsthand what she sees. She's not just getting information. She's actually there herself. She is one of the only Americans who has traveled the entire southern border and hundreds of miles of our forgotten northern border in her quest to save America. Christy has led over 100 border missions. She has seen firsthand the devastation of illegal immigration, child and human trafficking, organ trafficking, massive amounts of lethal drugs entering the U.S., and the atrocities committed by the transnational criminal organizations. Experience Christy's passion and in the fields, truths learned firsthand by turning it into her show on the front lines with Christy Hutcherson, and that's on brightontv.com every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and Tuesday at 4 p.m. I've heard Christy speak before. She speaks from experience. This is information she gets firsthand. She's meticulous about her sources. This is a tough topic, Christy, but welcome. Let me say welcome, first of all. I'm glad that you're here. This is, you know, you're reading this and you're like, oh my gosh, but, you know, you don't, you know, you certainly don't whitewash anything. And I'm grateful for what you're doing. I've heard you speak before, and I've seen the pictures, and but you are being proactive, and you're equipping people to fight for liberty. And to that effect, you have a training coming up in Pennsylvania. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the training, I think, is probably one of the most important training classes that any American citizen can do for themselves, for their families, and for their communities. This training is unique. It's unlike anything that you've been involved in. It's not just a bunch of speakers coming to bloviate or speak or talk about certain topics. This is an actual hands-on, roll-your-up-sleeve training to teach you how to be a certified emergency response member, how to work with your local sheriffs, how to have lawfare in your tactics, how to truly defend and protect the Constitution of the United States of America. And these are experts who have extremely well-honed skill sets. These guys don't play around. Our federal government, even though, you know, we're exposing what the inner workings are, but these people, these are serious players. These are serious professionals who I'm bringing with me to spend 2 days with you and train you on the tools that you actually need to defend and protect, quite frankly, what's most precious to you, and how to be an active member of your community. And, you know, Kim, you and I offline, we were having an incredible conversation. I come from a different world. I worked in DC in the private sector for 25 years. Our own Pentagon, the DLA, the Defense Department, et cetera, Homeland Security, and other agencies contracted our company to do very serious work in theater. If you don't know what in theater means, that means actually in the war zones like Afghanistan. We've done a lot of things. And we have, like I said, I have a different unique skill set. And so I took that skill set, stepped down as CEO of my company about almost 5 years now ago, and started looking at and exposing what has truly been going on from the globalist perspective and how America has been infiltrated at all levels and how they are using the open border system as a Trojan horse to finally do the final blow to take America, the great country that she is, so they can finish ushering in this global society. And whether you believe this or not, it's irrelevant, quite frankly. It's happening. We have terrorists who my organization and myself and my team have been reporting 2 weeks since the Biden administration took office. My team has been talking about the terrorist threat, the organizations who are coming into our country, who's here, where the terrorist cells are. You know, all of these reporters and all of these broadcasters and people on the right, they're starting to tell you all of the things, quite frankly, you would have learned over 2.5 years ago had you been following what we've been doing. We kind of stay under the radar, Kim. We like it that way. But we have a serious threat from not only transnational criminal organizations, which are part of that's the cartel. We have Hamas. We have Hezbollah, Venezuela. We have Iran's Revolutionary Guard. We have the Quds forces. And we have other countries like China and Russia who have been infiltrating the United States through these open border systems, creating a army, if you will. And we will have terrorist attacks on our soil very, very soon.
Yeah, I think I heard someone, we were talking about this before we started our conversation on air. There are people who are joining your chorus and saying what you're saying, Christy. But they said that a lot of people, even people on the right, what do you call it? The resistance, can't believe it, don't want to believe it. People who are still saying, you know, trying to carry on like it's business as usual. And what I hear from you is that it's not. And the time to prepare is now.
It is. You know, we let's just remove some of the information and set some of this stuff aside. Let's go from a practical perspective, right? That most people can probably maybe wrap their heads around. And again, I come from the intelligence world, counterintelligence world, counterterrorism. So again, that's my background. So who am I to tell you that, you know, we're going to have terrorist threats and attacks on our soil? But let's take that part out. What is going on around the world in these countries, these third world type countries like Haiti, like Cuba, like Venezuela, like Colombia, like Ecuador? They are emptying out, and Guatemala, Honduras, they are emptying out their prisons. Mm-hmm. Iran is emptying out some of their prisons. And they are absorbing into these caravans coming up from Panama and also Central and South America and also from Mexico City. And they are being absorbed into the United States of America through these open borders, through some through the caravans who will be identified when Border Patrol, if they are vetted and if they get a hit, right? But then you've got the gotaways. And the gotaways are the individuals who don't want to be caught, who for the most part can enter the country in certain areas where I've personally been in my teams. We call it no man's land. And they're able to cross over into the United States. This concerns me because think about the terrorists. Think about these thugs, these murderers, these rapists, these child molesters and child rapists and the worst of the worst of humanity being dumped into the United States, into your communities. That alone, and this is going on, this is a fact, even our own Border Patrol, you've heard agencies talk about this, right? And let me be a little bit clear on what the gotaway situation is. They don't talk about that enough. And the reason why they don't is because they don't want you to know the real numbers. How gotaways are detected in the first place? Have you ever wondered how they came up with that number of gotaways? So what they do is along the border system in certain areas, there's certain game cameras, the Border Patrol and different law enforcement have hidden cameras. And so if something hits or goes across that camera, it picks up, and it's a live view, by the way. We can physically see how many people are walking in front of that camera in that caravan. But what they fail to tell the American people and the world is how, because personally, me and my teams have been embedded down there camping out for days, and we've come across these triggers, right? When the cameras get triggered. And I can tell you, Let's say you saw 6 or 12 people walk in front of that camera. What they're not telling the American people is how many people that weren't detected in that group walking where you can't visually see them. So what we've done is we've taken the real statistics and the data from the northern border, the southern border, the east and the west coast border, because, you know, we do have 4 borders in the United States. And we've been able to gather that data. We have estimated in reality the probability that we're more around the 7 to 10 million gotaways. So think about that, 7 to 10 million people. We have no idea who they are, where they're from, if they're going to harm us or anything else for that matter. We pretty much know they're going to harm us because they don't want to get caught. And if you don't want to get caught, it's because you're here to do something that you're not supposed to be doing. And so we have to have this open, truthful dialogue, because Americans are not safe anymore. They're not safe in their beds. They're not safe in their neighborhoods, and they're not safe in their communities. We have 26 tons of ammonium nitrate that nobody's talking about that is still missing. Timothy McVeigh used 2 tons to take down that building in Oklahoma City. 26 tons, Kim, is still missing. We reported 1.5 years ago on a tunnel in Yuma, Arizona. This tunnel was so sophisticated, the only way that the cartels got that technology to build this type of tunnel was from Hamas. Okay, these are tunnels that are sophisticated, that the Middle Easterners have perfected in the caves of Afghanistan, et cetera, and underneath the buildings in Gaza that you're seeing, where they can house literally military operations. It's that type of a tunnels. We uncovered 2 of them. The day that we were there, you had 3-letter agencies and scientists there from our federal government protecting and defending and looking at what was coming through these tunnels. America, the best thing I can tell you to do at this point right now is, first and foremost, you need to get trained. You need to know how to take up the duty that you are called to do, to defend and protect this country, your family, in a way that our founding fathers gave us. We have a roadmap, and we can do it peacefully, and we can do it legally, but we have to do it. We have Republicans, we have Democrats, and we have independents who no longer are protecting the citizens of the United States of America. And I'm very clear when I said Republicans first.
Be careful of your friends.
well, they're derelict
in their duty.
They're looking to pass a bill to fund Ukraine today. And I'd venture to say, if we peel back the onion and start looking at what's in this spending bill and to fund Ukraine, right, to protect and defend Ukraine's borders and Ukraine, they are not defending and protecting the United States of America. And neither are the Republicans, quite frankly. And so we don't have a government or a system of government who is really defending and protecting your interest, which that is what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, one of our favorite themes here on Face the Culture and PA Real News is to, you know, just put it out there to citizens. If you think elected people are going to defend your liberties, you're sadly mistaken. You are going to have to maintain your liberties. And that means never, ever, ever give up your two-way rights. And learn how to use your constitution against these elected people, so that if when they try to come after you and throw you in jail without charges, you know, you can use your constitution against them and prove them to be the bad guys. Christy, I don't really know. You know, there are still some judges who recognize the constitution, but if they seem to be more and more the minority. What do people do when there's nobody in office, the executive, the legal branch, the legislative, who have any regard for rule of law? What then?
They need to come to our training, quite frankly. Pennsylvania here in York, it's going to be in York, Pennsylvania. You're going to learn exactly what you need to do. You know, we have a system in place, and it is a really good system. We just forgot how to use it. The sheriffs are very key. I work with a lot of sheriffs and law enforcement officers all over this country. And the 99% of all of the sheriffs, I believe, want to do the right thing. They will uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. The problem is that we're not in community with each other. And we have to learn to support the sheriffs. We have to, and the sheriffs need to learn to support the people that they are entrusted to keep safe, right? And to serve. And so we're going to be teaching you those tactics. You know, for an example, I want people to understand how some of this stuff is working. And I, again, you know, we've been talking about this for over 3.5 years. Venezuela is one of the biggest threats to the United States of America. And the reason why Venezuela is such a threat to the United States is because they are a proxy government of Iran and China. There are 3 to 4 flights a day that go from Tehran into Caracas, Venezuela. And the NSA and our, and just let's go back to the Obama administration for a second. So the NSA, in their reports in 2012, they already knew that the Maduro regime was very cozy with Iran and taking billions of dollars from Iran. And this is very dangerous. Bolivia is another one of those governments in Latin America. Bolivia is basically the storehouse for Iran's military-grade equipment, including, by the way, Mohajer drones that are able to carry ballistic missiles that can reach the United States of America. Currently, right now, as we speak, there are warehouses with serious military might and threat that can damage us here in the United States. It is not an accident that we're also actively looking for ports and things like that, because we gave away the Panama Canal to basically China now. So our supply chains are at great risk. And so these are conversations for another day, but I could really get into the weeds of the national security implications that are going on from a terrorist perspective, from rogue countries, from countries who mean to do harm from us, and organizations like Hamas Venezuela the Quds forces and Iran's Revolutionary Guard, Russia and China's great influence, by the way. They have been buying their influence through the BRICS and Road Initiative. And so we as Americans are so vulnerable at this point, and we are so weakened by the fact that we have millions upon millions of illegals who are mostly males. 87% of everybody who crossed the border are males. This is not by mistake. This is by design. These illegals are now allowed in 4 states to become law enforcement officers. Illegals can be law enforcement officers to arrest legal American citizens. Upside down justice. It's not by mistake, it's by design that this administration weakened our military to usher in who? The illegals, to come in as the savior for our military because we're weakened. Well, those illegals will now serve and be able to go against you, the legal American citizen.
Christy, I actually heard Dick Durbin say that, well, there's not enough population now, younger population, to fulfill our military needs, so we need these illegals. It's stunning, because where in the Constitution do you defend that idea? Can you help me out here?
There is none. And, you know, shame on Durbin, because they all know that that is a lie. What it is that through their woke policies and weakening the very fabric of the military, including just recently taking away honor and country and God out of the military. They are weakening it and erasing the military so they can have this narrative to say, we've got to have the illegals to now be our military. We have to have the illegals now to be the ones to do to work our lands. We have to have the illegals to work those lower income jobs that most Americans won't do. We have to have the illegals to be on the police force, because we can't get people to do that anymore. Why? Because of the policies of the left and the liberals and the socialists, they have destroyed our law enforcement. Well, again, it's by design, so they can sweep in these illegals who will be beholden to who? They will be beholden to the globalist elites, those in power who want to stay in power and suppress the legal American citizens to usher in policies that are not constitutionally sound. This is by design. Again, your listeners need to understand that this was a well thought out plan for the last 50 plus years. Get a hold of a book. I want everybody to write this book down. You want to understand where and how and why we are where we are today. Rules for Radicals is one of the best books you can get in your hands to understand exactly where we are, how we got here, and what the plan is. Rules for Radicals. And so we have to understand that this has been part of a bigger, broader plan to weaken the United States, to take us out, because we are the last bastion of hope. We are the strength and the voice for the voiceless around the world. And when we fall, that's the last domino.
Couple of things here, Christy. I think it needs to be clarified for our listeners that when Joe Biden talks about in the State of the Union address and the venom that he pours out towards domestic terrorists, I have an idea of what I think he's talking about. I want to hear what you say, who he is referring to as domestic terrorists. I think you might be one of them.
Well, I can certainly tell you. So every year there's something that's called the Annual Threat Assessment of the United States Intelligence Community. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence on February 6, 2023, put out a report. And in that very annual threat assessment report, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, this is a transparency committee. It's given and briefed to the United States Congress and to the President of the United States. And inside this intelligence report, one of the very things that you're talking about are individuals who go against and believe in the foundation of this country, that is the Constitution. And so it's not a mistake, it's by design that they have been repetitively repeating MAGA extremist, because language matters, MAGA extremist. Well, I don't know about you, Kim, but when was the last time being Make America Great, keeping your country great, when was that a terrorist threat? It's not, but they want to utilize those words to make right-wing extremists, I can sit there and name it, conspiracy theorists. A lot of these are, by the way, created by the CIA themselves. And you have to understand the origin of the CIA, what their role is, what their role has been. And you don't know that unless you've been in the intelligence world for a very long time. And that's another subject for another day. I could really delve into the CIA at depth and then deep breath about who they are, what they've done around the world to collapse governments. The same tactics are utilized to take out the enemy. And we now, anybody who is God, who loves God, who is a Christian, who believes in the Constitution and the Foundation, who believes in making America great, who wants to vote for these type of principles, they are a threat to the very existence of the powers to be. And so you will be deemed a domestic terrorist.
Spot on, Christy. We have a whole lot more to talk about, but we're going to have to end this and ask you to make time in your schedule to visit with us in the future. We'll see how your schedule allows. But these are the kind of things we do talk about. And we talk about them, folks, not to scare you, but to prepare you. We love our listeners. We care about people. We care about their souls. For those who think that this life is it, it's not. So we know where this is going. If you read the book of Revelation, you know where this is going. But we're called to occupy until he comes. Christy, I know we're in full agreement on that topic, that running away to the top of a mountain is not an option. We have to stand our ground. This training in New York, how do they find out more details about it?
So you can go to a couple things. You can go to my website. And, you know, Kim, fear only exists without knowledge and truth. And so what we want to do is we want to bring you knowledge. We want to bring you truth so you don't have to worry about living in fear. We want to give you the tools you need. And everything we do is legal. It's above board. As a matter of fact, one of the individuals who comes to train is an active duty deputy, sheriff deputy, who works the border. So if you want to meet and find out more information about this, go to Women Fighting for America, WFFA.win. That's WF as in Frank, F as in Frank, A, alpha.win. Or you can look Women Fighting for America. It'll pop up. Or you can go to Meet, that's M-E-E-T, the number 4, America.org. And I cannot wait to see you in Pennsylvania, York, Pennsylvania, in April, the last weekend in April. Please get your tickets. Don't wait. I think there's only 200 seats, 200 tickets available. So please, please, please. It is the most important thing that you can do for your family and your community to get engaged.
Folks, take a look at this. For those of you who or want to be in the fight for America. This is not just another event to go to sit and listen and then do nothing with the information that's put out. We've got plenty of that going on. This is equipping people to be in the fight and how to fight. Christy, we're so looking forward to that. We're looking forward to speaking with you again in the near future. Thank you so much for being with us today on PA Real News.
Thank you so much. God bless, and God bless this great country.
Amen.